Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Life is complicated. I don't think this fact is hidden or doubted by anyone that life is pretty darn complicated, mostly because of other people. We have trouble understanding other people. We can't read one another's minds. We all come from different backgrounds and cultures and traumas and environments. And it's hard for us to be able to read each other. And it's hard for us to read ourselves, really, to be honest. 85% of the problems and complications I deal personally in my life is because I don't know what the heck is going on with me. So trying to decipher that is a whole journey of its own. And then determining what our destination and purpose is and what's our objective and goal and what are we doing here and trying to find meaning in all this. All of that just adds to the complication and the difficultness of life. But whether you're a religious person or not, it's also a proven fact that through this journey, one of the elements which is of the utmost importance in helping us overcome these hardships and difficulties is, ironically enough, a good companion, being in the company of another person. What do I mean by that? Why is it so important? What are its effects and impacts on our lives? What are the dimensions of this relationship? All of that and much more in this short, cute little anecdote we will listen to together, and we're going to be right back to the point I'm trying to make. Stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The Two Pots. Two pots, one of the brass and the other of clay, stood together on the hearthstone. One day the brass pot proposed to the earthen pot that they go out into the world together, but the earthen pot excused himself, saying that it would be wiser for him to stay in the corner by the fire. "It would take so little to break me," he said. "You know how fragile I am. The least shock is sure to shatter me." "Don't let that keep you at home," urged the brass pot. "I shall take very good care of you. If you should happen to meet anything hard, I will step between and save you." So the earthen pot at last consented, and the two set out side by side, jolting along on three stubby legs, first to this side, then to that, and bumping into each other at every step. The earthen pot could not survive that sort of companionship very long. They had not gone 10 paces before the earthen pot cracked, and at the next jolt he flew into 1,000 pieces. Equals make the best friends.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So, whether you're the brass or the clay pot in life, it's really important. Companionship and finding a suitable companion is one of the most important things we can do. Some might even say it's the most important thing in trying to, make it through life, through this journey, and to reach that destination. I don't know about you guys, but this story sort of reminded me of the story of Prophet Musa, ala nabina wa alayhi salam, and Prophet Khidr, which has been stated in Surah Al-Kahf. It's a very peculiar story, very peculiar story that we need to study thoroughly because it's so cryptic and some parts of it are just so ambiguous. But it also alludes to the whole concept of finding good companions in our lives in order to get anything done, really. Because we human beings, whether it's a good thing or not, for those of us, i.e. myself, who suffer from crippling social anxiety, it's not necessarily a very comfortable thing, but nonetheless, we human beings are social creatures, right? We critically depend on community to survive. It's been like this since forever. And we need other people to rely on in terms of having our needs met, whether it's material needs, economical needs, whether it's for protection and support, whether it's for emotional, biological, psychological, physical support. It's one of those things that if we lack in our lives, we literally fall apart. And that is one of the reasons why the modern generation, the modern folk, is suffering from so much depression because we've isolated ourselves so much and we're living such island lives. We are so engulfed and obsessed in individualism and we are so estranged from one another. And we have lost touch and we have forgotten the ethics and the etiquettes of coexistence. And it's so sad. It's really, really so very sad. More of that later. The point is, through the story of Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, we learn that on one hand, for us to acquire any degree of growth, it's important for us to associate ourselves with those who are maybe a couple of notches higher than us, which is the case with Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, which could have been the case for the clay pot and the brass pot as well. It is only through exposing ourselves to diverse mindsets and different worldviews can we develop and can we progress and can we grow, right? Obviously, if we only associate with people who are at our exact level, there's no challenge. There's no exchange of opinion and knowledge in a way that can contribute to either of our growths. But on the other hand, there has to be some similarities as well. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. في أمان الله.